let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
That's right, my friends. It is the annual fall donation drive here at WMFO. We are a nonprofit organization, and we need your help keeping all of this amazing equipment that I use here every Friday on the Music Savage Show running smoothly. So I need your help. I want you to reach into your pockets, even if it's just a few bucks. Or if it's a piece of plastic, that's probably better. And head over to WMFO, or you can just go to donate.wmfo.org. But if you go to WMFO, there's a big old donate button. And when you do that, you can put your information in, you can put your amount, and you'll see all the cool little, all the cool swag we have for each dollar amount. But the best part is that in the next page, you get to put in your favorite show when you're donating, and then it all tallies up, and then, you know, the best show wins. Right now, I'm really not. I'm in play, but I could be doing better. So I'm asking you, if you love the Music Savage Show and you love listening, and I love playing music for all of you, and if you feel that love, then please head over to WMFO, click on donate, and give a few dollars and help us stay on the air. And then put in the Music Savage Show if it's your favorite show. I think it is. And I appreciate it. All right, my friends, this is WMFO Medford, and I am your Music Savage host, Ryan D. Hope you're having a great time. I most certainly am. You just heard music from LCD Sound System, a great one called Tonight, from their fantastic new album, American Dream. It's out now. They're currently on tour, and they're going to be here in Boston December 8th for a sold-out show at Aganis Arena. It's sold out, but if you want to go, if there's a will, there's a way. You can always do it, my friends. Lily Allen upended that with The Fear. It's the first single off the British musician's second album, It's Not Me, It's You. That was released back in 2009. Great stuff from Flaco Torres, a new single called Thoughts. And that's from the Akron, Ohio-based musician's amazing 2017 EP called Again. One of my favorites of this year. And brand new music from Franz Ferdinand, Always Ascending. That's the first single and title track from the new album, which is out February 9th. The tour kicks off December 4th in Seattle, and they'll be here in Boston Tuesday, April 10th at House of Blues. April. That's next year, which is right around the corner. Anyway, it's top of the hour. It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. And this week, I've selected a pretty fantastic one. I had the pleasure of checking out this musician last night at Cafe 939, the Red Room, with some of my bestest friends, and we had a great time. And this is Lydia Loveless. She has a new album out called Boy Crazy and singles. This is my Song of the Week. I hope you enjoy it. WMFO.
Well, here he is down in Idaho. Yeah. watching caught on the red
down. You fill in the mortar. You fill in.
celebrating some album birthdays. Sinead O'Connor right there, Mandinga. That's the second single from her 1987 debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, which turned 30 years old on November 4th. That, as I was, my friend Kirsten was here dropping off a CD and hanging out a little bit, and we were discussing music as a timeline to your life and how you can base where you were and who you were and what you were doing and remember what albums came out for that year. And it's really incredible to me that The Lion and the Cobra is 30 years old. But you know, that's what happens. And her music is going to be timeless. It's going to be around forever. And speaking of birthday albums, REM up ahead of that. Great one, World Leader Pretend. That goes out to our world leader Pretend, or at least our country leader Pretend, you know. From their stellar sixth studio album, Green, which was released 29 years ago this past Tuesday, November 7th, 1988, that album came out. So yeah, some two great albums, and I've listened to both of them a whole lot these past decades. So happy birthday to two great albums. Up ahead of that, new music, Mount Joy, a beautiful new single called Silver Lining, and was released last week from the Philadelphia band, and they're currently in LA recording their debut album, and I'm so very looking forward to that. Ryan Adams up ahead of that, Give Me Something Good, first single released from his 2014 self-titled album, and kicking it off with the WMFO Music Savage Show, Song of the Week, Lydia Lovelace, a great one called Boy Crazy. That's the single from the Ohio musician's, again, new album, Boy Crazy and Singles, which is a collection of songs, including the 2014 EP called Boy Crazy, which is now out of print, and rare singles and covers from throughout her career. Got to see her last night here in Boston, and it was a phenomenal time. She had a cold, but it didn't matter because she powered through it and she sounded amazing. So make sure you keep her on your radar. And you can go to LydiaLovelace.com to see the rest of her tour dates. All right, my friends, Music Savage Show is rolling along. Let's get back into it with even more new music from Sleigh Bells. We'll be right back.
you got. I can feel my heart in other body parts. I would if I were you. A train wreck up to my neck, in and out of check. As I lay down, it seems so fast. She stares through me like I'm made of glass. As I lay down, it seems so fast. She stares through me like I'm made of glass. There's something I can't recall. Do you aim? Do you shoot or more? Do they crawl at all? Ain't that beautiful? Just play to name.
probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are going to be here in Boston next week. That's Shame, a great one called Concrete. And that single is from the British post-punk's debut album, which is due out early next year. Their U.S. tour kicks off tonight, November 10th in Brooklyn. And like I said, they'll be here in Boston Thursday, November 10th at Great Scott. That is going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be one of those shows that if you were there and you saw that, and you're going to be able to say, I was there. Don't you like saying things like that, especially with live music? Up ahead of that, great one called Thinning from Snail Mail, and that is off the Baltimore band's excellent 2016 EP called Habit. Falseheads doing All Eyes, and that great single from the UK band is off of the B-side to the track Weigh In. And that was released back in 2016. And Way In is featured on their fantastic debut EP called Gutter Press. You know that Music Savage show, and your host Ryan D loves some False Heads. And kicking off the music with Sleigh Bells, Rainmaker. That's the second single from the Brooklyn band's brand new EP, Kid Khrushchev. It's out today, November 10th, on Lucky Number Records. And their tour kicks off January 23rd in Brooklyn. And they're going to be here in Boston on the 24th at The Paradise. Those guys put on a great show. I've seen them many years ago, and it was loud and dancey and full of lights. It was great. I suggest you add that one to your calendar. Again, it'll be at The Paradise on January 24th. All right, the Music Savage show is winding down. All good Music Savage shows must come to an end, I suppose. Here's great new stuff from Pine Grove.
Is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
That's it, my friends. That's Music Savage Show. Music right there from Bat Fangs. Great one called Wolf Bites, title track from the North Carolina duo's upcoming debut album out February 2nd on Giovanni Records. Bat Fangs are Betsy Wright of X-Hex and Laura King of Flesh Wounds. I'm really excited about that album. Great new stuff from Kyle Kraft up ahead of that. Heartbreak Junkie, first single from the Portland, Oregon-based musician's upcoming new album, Full Circle Nightmare, out February 2nd on Sub Pop Records. Girlpool doing Power Plant, the title track from the LA band's great new album, released in May of this year, which is 2017. And Pine Grove kicking off the set with Intrepid. Fantastic single is a follow-up to their amazing second studio album, Cardinal, released back in February 2016. Tour starts November 25th in Cleveland, and they'll be here in Boston Friday, December 8th at the Royale. That show is sold out. You can still get in. You can do it. I'll be there. My better half will be there. Go to pinegroveband.com for tickets and information. All right. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly did. Tune in next Friday for another edition of Music Savage Show. Stay tuned for our hot takes release on MusicSavage.com. All the things we think you should hear this week will be posted this afternoon. Follow us on Facebook, Music Savage, just search for it. And we're at Twitter at Music Savage, and you can find me at Ryan D. Rules. That's my Twitter handle. Remember to donate. And donate to this show in particular. Donate.wmfo.org. Whatever you can spare, kids. Have a good weekend. Go out and support your local artists. See some local music. Be good to each other. Stay tuned for The Loft. It's up next. It's always a good time. WMFO Medford.